when someone is working, you know, in our system and they turn on, they upload their title, they make their book available for Ingram distribution, the book actually goes into the Ingram catalog, where then booksellers, libraries can find the book and can order it from Ingram. It kind of solves a problem, you know, for a bookstore to be able to purchase directly, you know, from an author that they don't tend to want to do. So as an author, if your book's just listed in the Ingram catalog, you know, that's a huge bonus for your book.
That's Robin Cutler of Ingram Spark, part of the Ingram Content Group and a digital print and print-on-demand company offering indie publishers lots of choices for manufacturing and sales. We'll hear a lot more from Robin in just a minute, but first, let me welcome you to Inside Independent Publishing. Thanks so much for streaming in. I'm an independent publisher, and I'm your host, Peter Goodman. Inside Independent Publishing comes to you from IBPA, the Independent Book Publishers Association. IBPA's mission is to lead and serve the independent publishing community through advocacy, education, tools for success. For more about IBPA and how it can help you be a better publisher and sell more books, whatever kind of publisher you are, go to ibpa-online.org. Now, if you have a question you'd like us to answer about publishing, production, marketing, whatever, just contact us on the IBPA site or message us on Twitter using the handle @IBPA. Be sure to put the word podcast in your message so your question gets to the right place. In early April, I attended IBPA's annual publishing university, which this year was held in Austin, Texas. While there, I was able to speak to nearly a dozen experts and publishing industry leaders. So the next group of podcasts is going to be featuring some of these interviews, and today we're talking with Robin Cutler of Ingram Spark. Hi, so I'd like to turn to today's guest. We are at Publishing University 2018 in Austin, Texas, and guest today is Robin Cutler. Robin is the director of Ingram Spark, which is part of the Ingram Content Group. Welcome. Thanks a lot for coming by today, Robin.
Hi, Peter. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, and I should mention also that you're on the board of directors of IBPA.
I sure am. I'm really happy about that.
So thank you very much for your service to the organization.
Well, thank you.
But you're here at PubU to represent Ingram Spark. And before we get into further discussion, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what Ingram Spark is?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, Peter, Ingram's been around some 50 years, considered, you know, by many to be the world's largest book distributor, wholesaler. And, you know, Ingram had always wanted to, I think, better serve sort of the author community. So about 5 years ago, we launched Ingram Spark, which combined our print-on-demand technology and service that a lot of people know as Lightning Source, that's been around now for about 20 years, if you can believe that. So we combined Lightning Source with our ebook distribution platform, and then layered on top of that this new interface where authors can come in, authors, small publishers, can come in and set up their books and then make those books available for print and also for ebook distribution to the Ingram network, which is, you know, which is a very powerful thing to do. So we're coming up on our fifth birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
So just talking about distribution, when you say it, so the books are printed at the Lightning Source facility as a print-on-demand, either one at a time or as many as the publisher wants?
Yeah, you know, the magic of what I call print-on-demand, which, you know, Ingram has been sort of a leader in this technology for, you know, these 20 years. So the beauty of print-on-demand, you know, is that we can print a book when we get an order, like from a Barnes & Noble, from Amazon, from an independent bookstore, and also, you know, one at a time. You know, we're able to do that. But say the author is going to an event where they need, you know, 50, 100, 300 copies, you know, we can fulfill those orders as well. So print on demand is not limited. It's not a, you know, the minimum order is one copy, which is kind of astounding when you think of it. But, you know, we can also, you know, service thousands of copies.
And when the books are printed, they're made available to regular book distribution routes so they can get into independent bookstores as well as other wholesalers?
Yeah, so when someone is working, you know, in our system and they turn on, they upload their title, they make their book available for Ingram distribution, the book actually goes into the Ingram catalog, where then booksellers, libraries can find the book and can order it from Ingram. It kind of solves a problem, you know, for a bookstore to be able to purchase directly, you know, from an author that they don't tend to want to do. So as an author, if your book's just listed in the Ingram catalog, you know, that's a huge bonus for your book.
I was talking with somebody earlier today about Ingram Spark, and they actually had a question which ties in a bit to this. Making it available in the Ingram system, of course, is easy because then if a store wants it, most stores have accounts with Ingram, they can just pick it up.
Uh-huh.
But what does Ingram do to, say, push the store? Does it have a sales force? Does it do anything more than just be an order taker?
So Ingram has, you know, Ingram's a huge company. Ingram has a lot of different parts to it. So one of our parts is that we do offer full distribution services, you know, to traditional publishers, to indie publishers. And what that means is we can provide sort of sales services that you're talking about, warehousing services, you know, to publishers once they reach a certain level.
So it's on a more selective basis.
Yes.
You can't just request it and get in. You have to demonstrate.
You have to earn your way in. Yes.
Demonstrate a business acumen, a marketing plan, have a bunch of books available.
Exactly.
But it's a good start because maybe you've already developed a good relationship with Ingram in the first place.
Yeah. So what's great about Ingram is there's a lot of all these layers like what you're talking about. So you can come in, you know, as an indie author, you know, with your own title, set it up through Ingram Spark, you know, have some success there, learn the business of publishing. And then we have just, you know, this is what I'm really thrilled about. So many people evolve, you know, into a legitimate publishing business.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're publishing other authors. And then they then evolve into, you know, becoming a customer, you know, of our full distribution services. And then, you know, just, you know, or becoming, you know, world class in terms of, you know, being a real publisher.
And the book remains theirs, right?
Yes.
It's their ISBN and
yes.
They're the publisher and Ingram basically just is selling it. And
yes. Yeah, so we're enabling, right, is what I want to call it. It's not an exclusive relationship. We don't require that as when I'm talking about Ingram Spark.
So someone publishing through Ingram Spark could also work in CreateSpace, for example.
Yes. And a lot of people do that.
If they choose not to work in CreateSpace, does Ingram Spark still allow them to get their books into the Amazon?
Yes. So we, when you, for a print title, when you turn on distribution, you know, you're also making your book available on Amazon through the Ingram distribution data feeds. What Amazon does is, you know, your title can be available, you know, through CreateSpace and also from Ingram Spark. And then Amazon, you know, will see, just as Amazon knows, you know, there's multiple sources for a lot of publishers' content. It's the same thing. They see where the book's available for them.
Do you think there's any financial advantage to a publisher working, say, both sides, working with CreateSpace and Ingram Spark? Or could they just be, you know, do just as well with Ingram Spark as with CreateSpace?
Well, I think Ingram Spark offers the widest breadth.
Mm-hmm.
And
because Amazon is just Amazon.
Yes, that's right. So we're doing Amazon plus everybody else.
Plus international, right?
Yes, that's right.
So how does that work? If there's a reader in Great Britain, mm-hmm, or in Australia, I'm picking two countries where I know you've got a production facility.
Yes.
Is it they order them locally and then they get printed and shipped to them locally?
So the author, the owner, owner of the Ingram Spark account can decide where they want to place an order, right? Or even those booksellers in those markets, you know, can order directly from, you know, those local facilities. Yes.
And the author doesn't have to understand all the logistics of how that works, right?
Yes.
The booksellers are in touch with Ingram, say in the UK and Australia, and all that stuff happens without the author having to lift a finger, really.
It's sort of magical when you
think
about it.
It's magic, yes. I knew it was magic, right?
Yeah, and, you know, so Ingram has offered this, you know, to traditional, to indie publishers, you know, for years. And what's now available to, you know, an indie author, you know, is kind of magical that they have the same, you know, capability now that a large publisher has.
Uh-huh. Well, that said, which is true, and just in terms of getting the book out there and having a physical book in your hand, I assume there's still a real perceived difference from the bookseller side if they're looking to order something that they know is like a print-on-demand title from Ingram Spark versus something that comes in from, oh, I don't know, some little piddly publisher like Random House, for example, right? I mean, there are still a hierarchy, and there's still a bit of a stigma, perhaps, to being print-on-demand. And the financial deal, maybe, for print-on-demand titles is not as attractive to the bookseller, too.
Well, you know, we've had a number of authors come in, set up their title with Ingram Spark, get successful, and then they actually, you know, get picked up by traditional publishers by even, you know, coming through that way, which is really fantastic. You know, what I see is there's fluidity, you know, back and forth. We also have authors whose rights have been returned from traditional publishers that then want to keep their book in print and will now publish that under their own imprint.
Yeah, so it is a solution for
a lot of different.
For a lot of people who maybe would aspire at some point to be in the big five publishing world, or were there and are unhappy with it, and there's still a place. It's not like. It's not like they have no options. You actually offer a lot of options.
Yeah, and, you know, I used to be a publisher myself, an indie publisher, and, you know, I certainly understand the value that a publisher brings to an author's work. Mm-hmm. There's no denial of that. And if an author, you know, can work with a publisher, if they're lucky enough for that, I would certainly encourage that. I think that definitely will make for, you know, better work that they're able to put out. And, you know, a publisher, you know, is going to bring the edit, you know, their editing resources,
right,
their design resources, their marketing resources to bring that book to market. So it's no small thing.
Yeah, yeah. So the magic is in the manufacture and the distribution, but content is still a slog, right?
Well, even if you are, and some people now are saying, you know, they want to go indie. They don't want
to, right.
They've either worked in traditional publishing and, you know, they don't want to go back to that. They want to own their work. They want to make all their own decisions. But, you know, there you can work directly with an editor as an indie author.
Mm-hmm.
You can work directly with a designer. You can create, you know, a very professional work.
Right.
And you should. Like, you're doing your book a disservice if you don't invest.
Are there companies now that are being set up to actually take advantage of the systems that you provide, that they're almost functioning as a publisher, but they're basically using you as their printer? And similar to the way a publisher is working, they're picking up their authors from here, there, and everywhere. They're not necessarily just publishing their own stuff. They're functioning as a publisher, providing editorial services, maybe marketing, publicity, et cetera. It's just you're a convenient way of them kind of leapfrogging over all the tortuous stuff and going right into distribution.
Well, and we have a list of experts that we recommend. We vet and we recommend to Ingram Spark.
Who function
customers.
As publishers, basically?
Well, who function as author service providers.
Yeah,
so it
yeah.
could be they're only doing editorial.
I see.
It could be they're only doing design.
I was thinking more like maybe that would be an interesting sort of publishing. A new kind of publisher, in a way, taking the stuff and you know, working with Ingram Spark, really more just like a printer.
Yeah, well, we have what we call full service author services companies that are doing exactly what you said.
Oh, okay.
Where,
right.
Where they will come work with an author from the very get-go, help uh-huh. shape the work, you know, design, edit it, design it, and then, you know, educate the author about publishing as a business. And then when they feel like the author's ready to kind of stand on their own, you know, they'll, you know, will actually move that content from this, you know, author services account over directly to the author's own account. Yeah. And then they manage that from there on.
So this is actually a note of caution then to publishers working with a service like that, is to make sure in the contract you sign that those rights are assignable back to them when and if you want them.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah, they need to be cautious very much about the right to their work.
Yeah, folks, no matter what you're doing, read your contracts really carefully.
Yes.
You don't want to lose your rights to someone that doesn't care about you.
In the early days, you know, you want to stay away from anything that says exclusive, I think.
Yeah, that's actually, that's a great, we're a little flag, you know.
Yeah.
You see that in a contract, you know, read it very, very carefully. Well, I had a couple more things I wanted to ask you about. E-books. Ingram Spark provides a conduit to print sales as well as e-book sales.
Yes.
Is the ebook market growing? It seems like for traditional publishers, it has flattened out at around 20-22%. Depends on the genre somewhat.
Yes.
But the story we were hearing 10 years ago, where it was just going to grow and grow and grow, and the printers were all nervous because they thought they were going to be out of business, that hasn't really happened.
No.
You're actually in a position to see both sides.
Yes.
You don't really care because you're going to pick it up E or P, regardless. What are you seeing? Is there growth in the ebook, or is it flattened out? And
well, you know, it's interesting, and I remember this too. You know, years ago, where you know, print, you know, the word was print was dead, and come to find out, the book as a printed, you know, piece of product, you know, is a good technology that people aren't ready to give up. You know, the printed page with turning pages. You know, is something that people still prefer. But, you know, as you said, there's genres like romance, sci-fi, you know, where E is still, I think, very, very much, something that, you know, an author or a publisher wants to make sure, you know, and I always say, you know, make sure you set your book up and give it as many options for formats as you can afford to do, because you don't really know what your reader prefers. There's some that do, you know, still prefer E, some that want print. And so you want to make sure you have your book available in as many formats
and,
as
and
you
I
can.
Saw in the brochure that I was looking at that the if you give P and E files at one time, the cost is the same.
Yes.
So there's no advantage to not having both formats, even if you don't actually pull the trigger and use one out, at least you've got it in the system.
Yeah,
it
just makes good sense. There's no reason not to, except, and just a reminder, so every format of your book will need its own ISBN.
Right, right.
So, but you should also maybe even think about a hardcover, right, version of your book, because, you know, libraries, if you do a lot of events as a speaker, as the author themselves, you know, a lot of fans or readers, you know, would like to purchase a hardcover.
And you do color print on demand too. And you have standard, and you have what's the other word for it?
We have premium.
Premium and standard and premium.
Yes.
And I've checked out the premium. It's pretty expensive.
Yes.
But it looks great. And the standard is actually reasonable cost when you think about what's involved. And the color, in many cases, is quite acceptable.
I think it's really good.
Depending on what you're doing, it might be a good solution, because if you try and short-run color printing anywhere, you're going to run into all sorts of cost problems.
And sometimes the book requires color to really bring it to
life.
Sometimes
it does.
Yeah.
Is it possible to make – you can't have, like, one page in color and the rest in black and
white.
Well,
you can't today. And today you have to – if you have one page of color, your book's a color book. If you want it in color and every page gets counted that. But that's not saying that we're not evolving to where it's a click.
Excellent.
Right?
Well, you read my mind, because that's the next segue. You're with Ingram, which, you know, I used to think of Ingram as my personal enemy and frustrator. But now
I mean,
this is years ago. But now I think that Ingram is one of the most terrific companies around because they really understand books, and they seem to be actively pursuing the future of the book, if you know what I mean. They're looking at new technologies and systems. They're making it possible to, you know, place books in overseas markets. I mean, hopefully they'll get, you know, make it possible to get books into places where it's just prohibitive to get them now. And so they're doing all this interesting stuff, and I know they're spending a lot of money and investing a lot in systems and people and whatnot. So, to my mind, and if you're looking at publishing, the future publishing, Ingram is kind of the company to really keep an eye on. It's privately held, right? So, sorry, folks, no chance of investing in it. But maybe you can give me some insight. Where do you think Ingram is going? You've probably gone to those meetings where they lay out the future, and some of that is maybe confidential. But, I mean, what you can talk about, where's Ingram going to be?
So, and this was publicly announced a few months ago. But, you know, Ingram and Lightning Source, our print-on-demand company, you know, is totally upgrading all of our printers. We just signed a big deal with Hewlett-Packard to change out to the very latest new technology.
Enabling us to put one color page in a black and white book,
I hope,
right?
So, yes.
That's the holy grail, right?
Yes.
Right.
And not only that, but, you know, is there a way that that if you order printing on a Thursday, for instance, where, you know, we might not be at full capacity like we are on a Monday, you get a special price by on a Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's not out of the possibility.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, this is a kind of new, really exciting times, and Ingram is actively investing, you know, to make sure that, you know, we're staying cutting edge, not only in terms of printing, but also in binding and, you know, how can the book be transformed into easily into, you know, breaking apart the pieces to make that, you know, a viable.
And having plants in different places around the country and around the world.
Around the world, yeah.
How about its consumer-facing side? Ingram has kind of grown up basically talking to the trade and not to civilians, consumers. I know that you've got Aereo, which is kind of designed to sell books directly to consumers. Is this a kind of a touchy area for Ingram, since so much of your business comes from retailers and Amazon who already have those relationships with the consumers? Do you want to tread lightly in that area, or are you going to be a little more aggressive?
Well, I think, you know, from our customers are also our publishers, our authors. It's what they want. You know, if you want to sell directly to your own readers, you know, why shouldn't we enable you to do that? So,
so you're blaming it on the publishers then?
Well, we're trying to fulfill the needs of our own customers.
You've been at this a long time, Robin.
No,
very nuanced answer.
It just makes sense, right? So why shouldn't we be the vehicle to enable an order for however, you know, the owner of that content wants it fulfilled?
Uh-huh. Well, good. Well, I look forward to many great things from Ingram, and I really appreciate your stopping by. We've been talking with Robin Cutler. She is with Ingram Spark. You are really easy to find, but just for those who need the URL, where do we go to find Ingram Spark?
It's www.ingramspark.com.
Okay, you probably could have figured that out yourself. All right, well, thank you very much, Robin. Thanks very much for coming by.
It's been great. Thanks.
Thank you so much to Robin Cutler for coming here. It's wonderful that there is such a full-featured solution like Ingram Spark that can have you into books and bookstores in no time without going through all the puzzle doors and log jams that you had to deal with just a decade or two ago. But, you know, it's not really all great news. For one thing, print-on-demand or POD books are really expensive to produce. And if you have to give up 55% discount or more to wholesalers, there's not much margin left over. I think this has probably given books shorter page counts, which conveniently ties in with the so-called shrinking attention span. And, you know, school teachers and tut-tutters have a lot to say about that. Short books are just made for people who don't care for the long form, but in the end, is that really good for our culture? And as they say, with great freedom comes great responsibility. Just because Ingram Spark and other such outlets make you the publisher, you really need to pay attention. Just because a book can be published, should it? Did you edit it? Did you get it a good cover? Ingram Spark is not going to turn you down because your book is irrelevant, ugly, or poorly written, and your mom probably is not going to tell you that either. So the first thing is you got to be honest with yourself, or at least pay for some honest opinions before you commit. Now, needless to say, that's just the sort of thing IBPA can help you with. If you are already a member of IBPA, we appreciate all your support, and be sure and let us hear from you. If you'd like to learn more about IBPA or are considering joining, check out the IBPA website at ibpa-online.org. Once again, thank you very much for listening to Inside Independent Publishing. Keep your nose in that book, and as my bosses in Japan used to say, let's have publishing fun.